Hello, good evening. Hello?
Yeah.
Ma'am, my name is my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay. Yeah, I told the fellow last night, I think, to call me today. So you're that call, I'm assuming.
No problem, sir. Are you or anybody in your household a reporter or an appointed or elected official or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay, sir. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Did you say you're definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely? Or not very likely?
Very, very definitely.
Definitely going to vote. Okay. Would you say your age is between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65?
No, you can keep going, though.
Over 65, you sound very young, sir. All right, moving on. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're generally going in the right direction.
Right direction. All right, sir, and moving on. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot, sir, for voters to decide. I'm just going to ask you about a proposal that might appear on your ballot this November. I just want you to tell me how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. All right, this millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'm a hiker, so I would vote yes.
Yes, okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay, moving on quickly. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid or by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, sir, again, let me ask you, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Did you say definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Moving on. If you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Did you say definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely.
Okay, sir. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, sir, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? For example, the first one says, I prefer the proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer the proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or this last one, sir, that says I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which comes most closest to your opinion, the first, second, third, or last?
The third one was I'm okay with the current proposal.
Yes, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? For example, I have protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving the local roads and infrastructure. Any of them that stand out most to you, sir?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, no problem. All right, sir. And moving on, we would like to know as well, all right, is, well, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse, sir, that you may be familiar with. I just want you to indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. All right, if you haven't heard of them, you can tell me as well. For example, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as START Trails. Do you find that favorable or unfavorable, sir?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, okay. What about Grand Traverse County government? Do you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
Probably somewhat favorable.
Okay. And this one says your city or township government. Do you find that favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, sir. And moving on quickly, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I think about right.
Okay. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely, sir? Would you say you trust or do not trust?
Somewhat trust.
Okay, because you can as well answer definitely trust or probably trust.
Probably trust.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your answers. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. I just want you to indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. For example, the first one says, sir, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Do you approve or disapprove of that?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about this one, sir, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling? Do you say you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To maintain existing trails, would you say you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve.
Okay, would you say you approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, what about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve. Somewhat.
Okay. What about this one? To protect open space from residential and commercial development, would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about to promote local economy development?
Approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. To promote health and wellness, would you say you approve or disapprove of this, sir?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about to plan and construct new trails? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about to promote recreational opportunities? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about to increase non-motorized transportation options? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
What kind of transportation options?
Non-motorized transportation options.
Approve somewhat.
Oh, okay, no problem, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, now if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? Which one is more important, sir, the first or the second?
The second.
The second? All right, and now you'll be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. I just want you to indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support the proposal. If it makes no difference, you can tell me as well, sir. For example, the first one will be, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal?
More likely.
All right. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
What about this one? A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensure the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Does this make you more or less likely to support the proposal?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right, sir. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Does this make you more or less likely to support the proposal?
More.
All right. Much more likely or somewhat more likely, sir?
Somewhat.
All right. And this one says the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support the proposal?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, I'm going to be giving you some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. I'll be quick, sir. I just want you to tell me if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. I'll be quick. The first one says, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Does this make you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat more convincing.
Okay, what about $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy? Do you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Makes no difference.
Okay, what about this one? Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Does this make you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, and this proposal preserves access to our outdoor spaces, so our children and our grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Does this make you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. And Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Does this find you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right, moving on, sir. Well, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and moving on, this proposal ensures that the entire trail work network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, and Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
All right, and this proposal will keep the Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can walk, safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concern about motor vehicles nearby. Does he find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. And in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Does it make you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, sir?
Very convincing.
And the last one for this section says this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Does that make it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving on quickly, we're almost done. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, sir, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Again, sir, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, sir, would you still say that you're definitely voting for the proposal or probably voting for it?
Definitely.
Okay, sir. I was just going to give you some statements, some very quick statements against this proposal, sir, to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. We're almost done. I just, again, want you to tell me if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against the proposal. So very quickly, sir, I will say that there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Does this sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against it?
Not too convincing.
Okay, this one says the proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Does this seem very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against it?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, and this one says this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Does that make you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing, or not too convincing, sir, to vote no against this proposal?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. And this one says this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Does this seem very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against the proposal?
Not too convincing.
All right. And this one says, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Does it sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Mm-hmm. And this one says, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse, all right, county, by at least $43 million. Does it seem very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. All right, sir. And moving on, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Does this seem very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, sir?
Not at all convincing.
All right, sir. And moving on, thank you for your responses. These last questions. One final time, sir. I'm sorry I have to repeat this. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Would you say you're definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Definitely.
Okay, sir. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Like if it says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is? Do you have any hesitation, sir?
No, I really don't.
Okay, no problem. I'm just writing that. All right. And these last questions, sir. All right, so before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, sir. All right, and this proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. The ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local street roads, highways, and bridges repair, and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. So if the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, would you say definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
All right, sir. And these last questions, regardless of how you may have feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
Okay. All right, sir. Which political party are you affiliated with?
I'm an independent.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Great. All right, sir. And do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
Own.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what would you say is your main racial background, sir?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you so much for your patience and your time, sir. That concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.